I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning and welcome. It is hour number two of our get-together. It is 7:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here and... coming up in about an hour, right? Always have to double check. Sheriff Bobby Schultz.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to talk to him, Gilchrist County Sheriff. He says, Polson, what's going on? The area, the community, law enforcement in general. Maybe an opinion or two on things of a greater range of state or national issues, possibly.
He stays up on a lot of stuff. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Yep. I like that.
That's just one of the many reasons why we like him. Chicago, Department of Homeland Security announced Operation Midway Blitz in honor of Katie Abraham, who was killed in a drunk driving hit-and-run wreck caused by a criminal illegal alien. No way.
That never.
Never.
Yeah, actually,
well, it's sometimes.
Happened, it's happened quite a lot, actually.
Yes.
Yep.
The ICE operation will target the criminal illegal aliens who flocked to Chicago and Illinois because they knew Governor Pritzker would need help running his buffets. No. They knew him and his sanctuary policies would protect them and allow them to roam free on American streets.
Imagine that.
To make victims out of you and me. That's not good. So they're launching this. The folks in Chicago, what do you think the average person, not the political activist, the average person in Chicago, of course they applaud it. Just like in any other city. Doesn't matter. The only reason you would be against it is if you're one of the a really brainwashed Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
Just run-of-the-mill, regular Democrat. They're like, yeah, I might not like Trump, but do I like safe streets? My kids being able to get to school and back and without, you know, being beat up, molested, raped, murdered on the way to, 7-Eleven? Yeah, it's kind of nice.
But yet, then you've got the ones like that Democrat I told you I ran into the other day, and it's like, oh, did you hear? He's going to blow up Chicago.
Blow it up.
What? Blow? It's like, where did they even come up with these things?
I would have, you know, it's they mentioned Midway, you know, Operation Midway Blitz.
Yeah.
They should have called it, you know, we're there to kick Butkus.
Mm.
And that would be a reference like Dick Butkus.
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
You know?
See what you did there.
Yeah. It's an update. It's Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. Anyway, they're going to be hard at work there. They're going to make a ton of arrests. This is...
No doubt.
This is what they do. They've been very efficient at it. And this is one of those things also that, you know, this issue is not going to go away anytime soon. I mean... The Biden administration really dealt the American people really a dirty deal, really did. And while it was going on, this is when you first start to come to terms with, how could people be so stupid? Are you really for open borders? You know, and you couldn't have a conversation with some, no, there's no humans can be illegal.
Oh, yeah, I see that sign.
Yeah. Well, can they camp out in your backyard? No, not so much.
Could they break into your house? Would they be illegal?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Hmm. It's just your thought process, there's a disconnect.
Yeah.
There's a total disconnect. I didn't mean them, affecting me or my family or my general surroundings.
Uh-huh. Right.
Well, I mean, how can you think that way? How can you not put, because, it's okay if you put that crime on someone else? Oh, yeah, those people in those neighborhoods, I mean, they don't care about crime. You're kidding, right? I mean, I'd like to know, what is their mental thought process? Well, they lack a mental thought process, I guess. And that's why no one wants to have a dialogue. Because they can't win. They can't win a single argument today. The Democrats can't. Because they're wrong. I mean, they're wrong on everything. I remember we used to have somebody that worked with us.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, oh, yeah, Bob Rose, he's wrong about everything.
Yep.
And I thought, how interesting.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, I was right about everything, and I continue to be. Maybe not everything.
But when you would get into discussions, the response would be, oh, I did my homework. Well, watching CNN is not doing your homework.
The kind of person that thought motorcycles were dangerous and stupid, even though that person owned one previously,
mm-hmm.
thought that nobody should have a gun, but that person actually owns one, and of course never trains and probably didn't know, the business end of it. But on every level, mm-hmm. it was, no, I'm smart enough to right. handle all these things.
Right.
The average person is not.
Uh-huh.
Kind of attitude. What an elitist.
That's the word I was going for.
Yeah.
Yes.
Anti-American, anti-freedom. Well, it goes back to Tim Kaine.
Uh-huh.
And you really don't believe that our rights are God-given by the Creator? No, he doesn't. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He thinks, the government. Government did all that, set all that up. Well, men set up the government, obviously, but it was right. based on the idea that these rights are unalienable. There are rights, and they're given by the Creator. It was the whole idea of getting away from a king. The king would be the one. Oh, well, it's whatever the king says. Oh, you don't like what the king says? Off Whoop. With your head.
Mm-hmm. Thus, free speech.
And that's how that stupid sport soccer started, but that's another story. But this, it's an interesting time to be alive, mm. but it is exceptionally frustrating.
Yes.
Because you can't have a conversation with anybody. Well, anybody on the left. And I know why now. Because the left didn't used to be that way. Mm-mm. The left would argue with you, boy. They stand on their soapbox and they go right back and forth with you. That's before they were completely kooky.
Well, you'd have to have, but to pull that off now, they would actually have to have a little thing called principles to actually share to prove their point, and they can't.
No. FBI Director Kash Patel revealed the agency has been investigating a stabbing, the one we've been talking about, yep. the one that a lot of people have been talking about as of late, the train in Charlotte, North Carolina, resulting in the death of the Ukrainian refugee. And he posted on X, stay tuned. So they're going to do an investigation. But, I mean, what do they hope to reveal? I mean, what yeah. don't we know? We know that the perpetrator was on video. I mean, there's no, did he do it or not? There's no. He definitely did.
Forget alleged. We don't want to hear alleged.
Right. Right. And then did he have a long and storied track record? He did, both mm-hmm. of just criminal activity and mentally ill type related activity.
Yeah. Wouldn't you have thought the fact that she was Ukrainian, that would have brought out some of the press who, just totally ignored the whole thing?
Yes, there was a part of me that did say that. It's like, you're the same group that was all about Biden sending weapons to Ukraine.
Uh-huh.
Now an actual Ukrainian gets murdered.
A refugee, basically, trying to get away from getting killed.
This place, America, where it's supposed to be safe,
uh-huh.
and that's what, she was running away from danger. And then, how did the lefties, justify it? I guess they get blinded by the color aspect, because to them, anytime there's different ethnic backgrounds or color backgrounds, it changed. Like, it stopped the presses. Wait, I won't let my brain to think logically because you mentioned a difference in race. So that's going to impact everything that I say or think about this particular case. Really? Okay. Because remember, we all decided we weren't going to judge each other by the color of our skin. We were going to look for content of character.
Until they do.
Until the whole DEI and all that baloney.
Did you say baloney?
I did.
I thought so.
Okay. What else is coming up?
I don't know, but it probably bugs you.
No, it doesn't bug me.
It should bug somebody.
Does it bug you?
A little bit.
All right, folks, we're going to need some help on this one. Something's got to be irritating you. What's bugging you is next, brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Call now, 877-975-9825. What's bugging you is next on 97.3 The Sky.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Well, good morning. Welcome. It's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Let's make it great. Thanks to Florence Recycling. It is 7:22 right now. Time for What's Bugging You? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. Don't be one of those. But do call in. Don't be shy. Air it out. Get it off your chest. Whatever's bugging you. Could be World War III. Could be some idiot in front of you who refuses to use a turn signal. Yeah. 877-975-9825. And Pam, what's bugging you?
Well, I've got like six of them in front of me that don't have their blinker on. But what's bugging me is, I have to admit, I do not know the whole story. But if Newberry wanted to have a charter school, then why is Alachua County having to loan them multi-million dollars to run their charter school? Why do the taxpayers of Alachua County have to pay for Newberry to have a charter school? We need to spend Alachua County money on these roads.
Yeah, you're conflating a couple things. The charter school is a form of a public school,
right?
But you have more like home rule. You set the criteria and different things there at the school, but it requires the funding of the county, right? And for it to be dispersed like it would with any other public school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a charter, but it's a public charter school. Hopefully that helps.
Well, it gives more local control versus just, the board said this.
Right. They don't have to answer to the school board, and that's one of the reasons why there was the push to be able to do your own charter school.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to Mark. Good morning. What's bugging you?
Good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is 2 months ago, the internet service provider ditched me on a scheduled meeting. They never showed up. They're doing mandatory upgrade to fiber optic cable, so I rebooked it for today between 1 and 3 p.m. And after I got through their phone tree to arrange this with a human, I'm all like, you don't need to make a confirmation phone call. This is the confirmation. I will be there, and you can't send me a text because I don't get a cell phone signal in my house. I just hope they don't ditch me today.
Yeah, be nice when you set aside the time and you tell them, no, I'm going to be there.
Uh-huh.
Now you hold up on your end of the deal.
Yeah.
And you hope for the best. 877-975-9825. Greg.
The turn signal part you were talking. I had this happen. It was kind of like I was going to call it a double whammy. It really could have been. So one of those situations, you're going down the busy road. Okay, there's the grocery store. They decide the brake lights come on and they make a right turn. No, and you're, but then in pulling into that driveway, there is another immediate, literally within feet of another turn that they decide to make. So you're following them into the grocery store.
Right.
They've not given you a signal. They just kind of suddenly hit the brakes and turn. You're following them then into the driveway to the grocery store. They don't use their turn signal again. And before, your car isn't even out of the street.
Right.
They're making that other turn, which means they've stopped the turns. I'm like, are you just trying to get rear-ended here? It's not that I'm tailgating, but we've come to a near stop, and you just keep making these turns, not telling anybody where you're going? Ugh.
877-975-9825. John, what's bugging you?
Hello, yes.
Go go right ahead, John.
Oh, sorry. Yes, what's really, really bugging me are the people at the non-ad valorem tax authority down in Marion County who would dare raise the property taxes 60% on the disabled, on the low-income people, on the middle-class people. At least let's get some tax relief for those people. For God's sakes.
Yeah.
Okay, you got to do a little homework on that. It's not that, like, all of your property tax is going up to 50 or 60%. There is one area, and I believe it has to do with fire and rescue.
Because
they've gone, like, a decade or something with no increase, something like that. Anyway, do a little homework on that. Reach out to Carl's Alex office or anybody there. They can explain that to you. It's not like a broad stroke of 50 or 60% increase.
Right.
There's one particular area where, from what I understand, that it can be going up. So just so you know,
it's this particular taxing unit that has to do with usually the fire rescue part of it. MTSU, I think I have that correct. But look into that. And, people always They hype up the worst. All we're trying to do is be truth tellers. All right? And I think we can grab one more. Let me go to Trent. Good morning. What's bugging you?
I think that we get confused when we listen to slower traffic move right on the throughway, and you got people in the left lane traveling at the most incredible slowest rate of speed they can ever think of doing. Mm.
Yeah.
That gets Bob.
Yeah, well, no, I see what he's saying. He's saying, look, pick a travel lane, and the people in the left lane are going slow. Then you get over the right, and then all of a sudden those people are making turns, not signaling.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
And they make the turns, like, so slow. I go, what do you think? You're driving a Corvair, dude? You're not going to flip it over, man. Know what I mean?
Thanks, Ralph.
I just had that came to my mind because I saw one for sale on Marketplace.
They're cool cars, and they're not dangerous.
But are they fast? Is 130 horsepower enough to move that car around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah? Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. And you get, they make turbos, too.
Now you're talking.
See, I thought I'd get you there.
All right. I think we got our bases covered, at least for now. You know, we're going to talk to Sheriff Bobby Schultz, Gilchrist County Sheriff. That's coming up in about 30 minutes. More headlines. Oh, situational awareness. Do you know what it is? Do you know how important it is? It could save your life. We'll talk about it coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Crank it up. Pump it up. Yep, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. You're listening to the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here, and we know you're busy. We make it easy. The Bob Rose Show podcasts have every minute, every issue on demand in one place. Now free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts, like Apple, Spotify, or iHeart. Just hit subscribe. Did I mention that it is 7:36 and your time check is brought to you by Hayes Jewelers? where the answer is always yes.
Well, you just did.
Quick side note.
Yeah.
I just want to know about that crazy lady. They keep calling her Karen, which is not fair to Karens.
Yeah.
But let's just call her the kooky nutbag Philly fan.
The Philly chick, yeah.
That she is. Why would a person behave like that? You know, one of the things I thought, and this is going to, I'm going to get a hate mail.
That's all right.
She's some kind of like menopausal thing. Women get crazy.
Well, you know, you do something stupid like that and rude, and then you flip off everybody because they're booing you? Really?
Yeah, like, something that's not your best day. And hormones can impact stuff like that. Okay, and I'll leave that one alone, and I will not say the M word again this morning, which I've been told before not to.
Not to use that word, I know.
Yes.
Well, the problem is guys tend to use that in I'll call it attack mode. Like, well, you're being this because, that is not the time you want to go there.
No, I have been under the most calmest situations possible and tried to slip into that.
Oh, no.
Forget about it.
No, what were you thinking?
Forget about it.
No, you were not.
Let me put it this way. After you have a conversation about menopause, do not get on a train riding in front of them with your back turned.
No.
Just saying.
Very bad.
Anyway, a couple of points here. First of all, I want to know more about the crazy Philly lady.
Yes.
Because, I'm a little nosy that way. It's not that I want harm to come to her. I definitely don't want a mob thing. I don't want that. I just, because the punishment has to fit the crime.
Well, and haven't there been two misidentifications on social media already?
And that's part of my point is you want to make sure you know. Now, I want to give her an opportunity. I want to give her an opportunity to put out a statement.
Yes.
Just about how sorry she is and how wrong she was and how she didn't realize it in the heat of the moment that she behaved much like a child, but then proceeded to act like a child, wanting her way to take a baseball away from an actual real child.
I think for an adult to travel that far from where she was sitting to where they were with that intent in front of tens of thousands of people and cameras, I don't think you'll get an apology from her.
It's like you got one step, two step, three. At like the fourth step, that's usually your brain should kick in and go, what are you doing?
Yeah, because they're still multiple steps away.
Yeah, what? This is not, this is not a good idea.
Yeah.
She never got that warning, I guess. But then, I mean, she did the ultimate thing. She grabbed a hold of the guy.
Yes.
And it's funny because I had to watch it several times, and it's all your fault, Greg, because you, at one point, were talking about his reaction.
Yes. Oh, he came off like the girl.
I'm going to defend him.
Okay.
And here's how.
Okay, go ahead.
I don't think he was, like, scared of her, per se.
Yeah.
Did anybody ever, I know what this is like.
Okay.
Betsy likes to play, like, the boo game.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, like I'm hiding behind the corner.
Uh-huh.
And yes, she's a grown adult. In fact, her birthday was yesterday. Happy birthday, honey. But she'll do that, boo, that jump out at you. And not all the time. Once in a while. Just enough to where it catches you off
like
guard.
A girl?
No, but I my hands come up.
Oh, defensive.
Yes. My hands come up like, ah! Like, I'll admit, it's not maybe doesn't have the most masculine look to it.
Right.
But the hands kind of come up like, oh, you scared me. You know, and yes, it does look, it doesn't look manly.
No, it doesn't. So maybe we'll give him
several times. I go, I'm going to give him the benefit of the doubt.
Because that's legit. He's startled.
Well, yes, because you think where you're at emotionally.
Yes.
You just got a baseball at a baseball game. So you're like a big kid. You're all happy. But then to be able to give it to your kid who's celebrating his birthday, it's like this. It's this emotion thing. Dad, his son, baseball. I mean, I can so identify with that, going to Tiger Stadium with my dad,
Mm-hmm.
It's like, wow, it just, man, got your heart,
And then you got Godzilla in your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I mean, and she was cussing right off the bat, like hardcore, right into his face. But she grabbed his arm and, he went up to it because I think it was completely shocked.
I think you're right.
Where did that come from?
Yes, I think you're right. I'll grant him that.
And then, but he gave up the ball, which...
You kind of turned that into, was he doing a life lesson for his kid?
And he did an interview, and he he basically, he didn't say it exactly like that, but he said, yeah, I know there's cameras. I know my son is there. You have to be, you have to set an example.
You can't backhand her. Then you're the bad guy.
Right. Even though, wow, when someone grabs you, it might be hard not to at least a quick little get off me.
Because you may not even realize who.
Yeah. Somebody grabs you, you react.
Yeah.
But in the end, of course, it turned out awesome. Because the kid ends up with an autographed bat.
Yes.
From one of their star players. And got to spend time with him. I mean.
Turned out good.
Yes.
But she still looks really bad. There is no redeeming factor at all from her part, start to finish.
Well, and that's why I want her to come out and apologize or put out a statement. I understand if she didn't want to do it in front of a camera, but put out a statement. And she doesn't have to do that, clearly. And if she does do it, she should do it for the right reasons because her behavior is unacceptable. And so I'm that kind of person that... Hey, I can forgive because I have said things that I wish I could take back. I've done things that I wish I could take back. And so we've all, or at least most of us, I think, have been in a position where we wouldn't mind a little bit of grace and a little bit of forgiveness. And I think this is one of those cases. There's some people that really want to rip her to shreds.
Yeah.
And I'm not saying that that's, you know, not warranted, but... you just have to think about it a little bit further, like, you know, is that, do you want that to be the end of the story that she, I don't know, has a mental breakdown because so many people ostracize her or whatever?
Right. And it, but it is funny, kind of, to read the reactions, especially the day of, you know, there's people who go, oh, yeah, I'd have tossed that ball back on the field.
Well, let's
just so she wouldn't get it.
Well, let's start with this.
Okay.
There was people that were arguing online whether or not the kid has some sort of right to the baseball. In other words, we always give it to the kid. Everybody always gives it to the kid.
Yes.
Now, is there any exceptions to that? In other words, what if my kid's not with me, but I'm going to give, like my grandson, for instance.
You're going to take it home.
I'd love to give him that baseball.
Sure.
Even though he's only a year old, I'm not going to drag him there.
Right.
Plus, I can't afford the popcorn and hot dog.
That would be, that'd be harder to prove. But when you've actually handed it to the child in full view of the world, and you're still going to come after it as an adult, you're a jerk.
Yeah.
You're just a jerk.
Yeah. And
so, I don't know.
And so that was part of the debate. Okay. Was some people said, "Oh no, no, finders keepers." Everybody had a right to that baseball. That was the other thing. Well, it hit near her seat, or it hit her seat,
or
may have hit her, or whatever.
Yeah.
It's like, no, that's not how it works. The ball bounces around, and whoever gets it gets it. Now, once somebody has it actually in their hand,
you can't rip it out. Right.
But,
So she's in the wrong, but. It's been a couple days now, and we've not heard from her.
She has a great opportunity to turn it around, to apologize, but not if it's fake.
No.
I want her to feel it and mean it.
But if she would do all that, again, from that distance, then to flip off the crowd, I don't think that's in her DNA to want to apologize for it, because she got the ball.
And I think she hates children.
Probably so.
That's what I glean from
it. I would agree with you. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Little harsh?
Nah.
I don't know. If she's listening, call us back. We'll talk about it.
Yeah, we wish.
7:45 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And we're going to talk to Sheriff Bobby Schultz coming up in about 20 minutes on 97.3 The Sky. Well, good morning. Welcome, my friends. It's 7:51. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. And coming up in just a few minutes, we're going to talk to Sheriff Bobby Schultz. And he's going to give us some enlightenment into one of these issues that we want to talk about right now, situational awareness, specifically when it comes to this young lady, Arina Zarutska. That's the one where this unbelievable, heinous crime happened to her. This guy stabbed her in the neck three times and killed her.
Awful.
Killed her.
Just
and
awful.
Totally, she's sitting there, totally innocent. There was no interaction. There was nothing that led up to it. This guy has a long track record of mental illness and criminal activity, felonious criminal activity. Bad guy. He's a bad guy.
Yeah.
She did what a lot of well, not just young people, but young people are the uh-huh. worst about it. She had her face buried in her phone.
Yeah.
I get it. It is your comforter. It is your security blanket. I'm not making fun of anybody for that. We all maybe could fall into that, or we do fall into that. But she comes in a train. Now, this is public. You have to be aware of what's around you.
Now, I had asked you, because I didn't watch the beginning of the video, who sat down first?
He was already on the train.
Okay.
From the video I saw, he was okay. already seated.
Okay.
Which leads to, you know, lesson number one. If there's available seating, and there was, I believe, in the back row, mm-hmm. you could sit with your back against the wall.
Right.
That way, nothing can attack you from behind.
Exactly.
I don't know if it's a scenario on this car, but on a lot of subway-style cars, there's usually some side, what we call sideways seats, mm-hmm. where your back's to the window.
Yes.
But yet, you know, you can, again, the situation, you can see things going on around you.
Right.
And not have to worry about what's behind you because your back's up against the window or whatever. So this young lady didn't follow any of the kind of rules that I thought that I maybe instilled with my girls
right.
as they were growing up to be aware of what's going on around you. And when I taught martial arts, it's like that is so key to being prepared because I don't care how tough you are. If you're surprised...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and this is Sun Tzu, The Art of War, whatever it is. The person who's surprising you always, always has an advantage. Always.
Yep, right.
So what do? You try to eliminate the possibility of surprise. And I was telling Greg that if I was sitting there like that,
mm-hmm.
I don't know that there's anything I could have done.
No.
Because once the guy starts stabbing you in the neck, no.
It's too late.
Yeah, all bets are off. What are your thoughts, Greg?
Well, I think that, one, you walk on to the train and you look at the options of where you're going to sit. Now, again, maybe coming from Ukraine, maybe not something she's thought about. We hear the attack stories in America all the time. New York City, Chicago. So you need to be thinking ahead of time when you walk on. Observe. See where the options are. Know where the door is. All those kind of things. And again, if that becomes habit... It's not like you're, now Greg wants me to think of six different things. No, it just do a little glance and go, where does my gut tell me is the best place for me to sit down?
Well, and it's like so many other things. Once you develop this good habit, it will become second mm-hmm. nature. It won't be my dad told me to do this or do that. It'll be like you look for a place where you feel some level of security or a greater level
right.
than where she was very vulnerable.
Oh, you walk in and she sits down literally with someone right, you know, one seat over, but right behind her, you're setting yourself up.
Well, and the lefties want to try to pretend like the MAGA people are making some sort of a racial thing about it. And it's absolutely off base. Look, no matter what color he is or what color she is, this is a heinous, absolutely disgusting murder for absolutely no reason.
Mm-hmm.
So it has nothing to do with that. However, it is interesting. I don't think she'd been in the country long enough, but what if she was a victim of the DEI kind of brainwash? Like, you better sit near him because if you don't, you're avoiding him because he's a scary black man.
And you look racist.
Yes.
Yeah.
Now, I don't think that that's the case here, but it does, that kind of thought does mm-hmm. cross my mind. It's like, you better not lock your doors as the scary black guy is walking by.
Because then you look racist.
Like, right. I'm going to lock my doors because somebody approaching looks sketchy. They could be sketchy black, brown,
mm-hmm.
white,
yeah.
Asian, sketchy.
Uh-huh.
And you got to pay attention to your gut.
Right.
All right. And unfortunately, because of... time, we're not going to get a chance to grab these calls, and we apologize for that, but we'll get you on maybe after the segment we have with the sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
And I want to get kind of his, you know, how he thinks about these issues, law enforcement, and Greg
sure.
had training back in the day, and I trained in martial arts, so
yep.
these are the kinds of things you teach because you want, you know, to avoid
and it can
a
happen
scenario where
anywhere.
You're...
I mean, when we go to a restaurant, we face the door.
I sit where food might be dropped. I'm just like my golden retriever. 5-second rule. Why is Bob on the floor again? Sheriff Bobby Schultz coming up next. 97.3 The Sky.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework. Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.